I do want to bring forth that a little bit of history with this. In 2013, we reduced $640,000. In 2014, we reduced $900,000. And the budget has to be reduced because of the following. First of all, we have had declining enrollment in this district for the last several years. In fact, we've lost 500 students in the last 7 years. We've had devaluation of commercial properties in our community, and the funding from our state hasn't kept pace with increased pricing due to expenditures. Things are just have gotten more expensive. In September of this year, Mrs. McAleer told us that the district had overspent its revenues last year and would need to undertake serious reductions. Since that time, it has been an ongoing conversation with the district administrators and supervisors and myself. In December, I assembled the administrative team and the supervisors. I placed before them the amount of $1.5 million as a target set for reductions based on direction from our chief financial officer. She had determined this amount in looking at our proposed expenditures for the year and seeing that we would be overspending. The administrators and supervisors in turn brainstormed and came back to me with areas that they felt could be reduced and have the least effect on core content instruction or work in the district. None of the reductions in this proposal are easy because they have a direct impact on the delivery of programming and work in our district. This was painful. This was difficult work. After the administrators and supervisors gave me their listings, I developed a priority listing of reductions. In subsequent meetings with my administrators, this priority listing that I had determined was looked at, and adjustments were made based on input from these individuals. In the proposal before you tonight, I'm asking for reductions of $1.2 million. Sitting behind this $1.2 million reduction is an additional $500,000 reduction that I don't even want to get to. And looking at the reductions, getting to $1.5 million was beyond where I felt the district needed to be at this time. It is my belief that the district needs to wait a year to see if additional reductions are needed or can be absorbed by other money-saving measures. The additional developed reduction list would only be considered if additional funding would be needed or if the board would like modifications made to the initial list. The $1.2 million is where I believe we need to be. It is important to point out that tonight there will be no action taken on these reductions, and this proposal only reflects reductions that will be made to the general fund account. Other accounts, like, for example, special education, are a different conversation that is being looked into by the Student Services Director. The intention of providing this information at this meeting is that there is a time period between now and the March 9th board meeting for individuals to express their opinions and offer constructive feedback to the board and administration regarding this proposal. On March 9th, the proposal will be brought back to the board for consideration. At that time, the board will either approve the proposal or send it back to the administrative team for modification. The reduction list has been prioritized from top to bottom. It was the district's intention that any person directly affected by this proposal was personally contacted by a building district administrator this afternoon. I will be sending out the district reduction proposal following the board meeting to all of our employees currently listed on my email listing. If individuals, after having the time to look over this proposal, have questions, I would ask that they please contact either the Human Resources, Union Representation, or my office. My goal is that everyone has the same information regarding these proposed reductions. These reductions will impact our district greatly by creating a difference in student programming. There will be a loss of electives at the high school, and the elective scheduling at the elementary and the middle school will have to be modified. However, the current elementary and middle school staffing levels will remain constant, and all students will have access to all types of programs. So I'm going to go over this plan, and I'm going to go over it fairly thoroughly. The administrators are all here tonight, and I am also here so that if there's any initial questions by the board tonight, then we can try to answer some of these things as well. So I'm going to start by going over that, and hopefully you've been given a listing, or Lori is still coming back. So I am going to start with this, and we will go from there. But if you have some, or if we could share some possibly until Lori comes back with some of those, then please let us do that if you could, please. I appreciate that. To start with, we've had two head custodians at the middle school, and we only have one middle school now. So when we came together in the one middle school, the head custodian, he retired from Washington. And so that position is not going to be rehired. So that position would be reduced. In looking at the middle school athletics, we were looking at coaching. This year for football, we did not have a great number of students that went out for 7th and 8th grade football. And so it has come to my attention that possibly we should go down to one team at 8th grade and one team at 7th grade. And that would be dictated by numbers. So if the numbers would grow, we would then go back to two teams. The idea also would be that we would have, we would have teams that would, so all kids would get to participate. So I guess what I'm trying to say is we would have probably more contests than just having, I think it's at 5 or 6, Dan, for middle school. Maybe we would have 8 contests or things like that just to ensure that all kids would get that opportunity to be able to play. With wrestling, we would go from 3 to 2 coaches, and from track, currently we have 8 coaches, we would go to 6. Again, the savings is not great, but however, we want to make sure that all kids are given the ability to participate and that we have enough supervision over them. But again, this was just one way to look at that. The next two, if you would have asked me 5 years ago, I would have said absolutely not. However, looking at core content instruction and the size of elementary classrooms, on the table are elementary LRC directors. And the LRC directors have done great things in promoting literacy in our buildings. And with that reduction in LRC directors, we would have to go through and do something different. And so our LRCs would have to look different. First of all, I have been talking to the principals that possibly we would place the Title I teachers and the instructional coaches in the LRCs at the elementary level. And we would also make sure that there is at least 2 paraeducators in the LRCs that can help check out books and also to help turn on and off computers as they go. With our IT specialists, now we seem to have enough that we can facilitate if there are issues that go on either remotely or else on site. At the high school, we would have the reduction of a high school wellness teacher. At the high school, we had to have the reduction of a half or a 0.5 nurse. So you would go from 1.5 nurses to 1 nurse at the high school. We would have the reduction of a high school social studies teacher. We have the reduction of an elementary art position. And so art at the elementary, we would go down to 1 position. And so obviously the scheduling would be different. And so you would have to look at doing it that way. But the whole idea is that I did not want to remove art completely. We still want to have art for our children, even though it's reduced by a professional. And so we would look at doing a different schedule that way. We would have a reduction of a regular custodian, and we have the reduction of 1 middle school art teacher, the same thing as it is at the elementary. At the middle school, we would have to change the scheduling in order to accommodate that so that all children could have that opportunity. Is it, is this something that I want to do? No, it's not. It's just the process of trying to go through and finding where core content is not going to be, it's not going to be affected. And obviously, it's going to affect classroom teachers because of having to change schedules that way. And so that's why I said the programming is going to change. It's going to have a ripple effect on what goes on. A high school attendance secretary and 3 paraeducators. One is at the middle school LRC, one is middle school wellness, and one is a high school IT. Those were selected because those are all paid for out of Gen Ed money. And so 2 of those paras would go to elementary LRCs. And I'm sure just with our history background with paras, we seem to be able to place any para that really wants to have a job in our district. LRC secretary at Clinton High School would be reduced. There are 4 elementary teachers. Now, the 4 elementary teachers, at this point in time, that would put class sizes still below 29 or less. We get to that magic 30, then we kick in and we hire somebody. And we've done that. We did it this year. I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but it will allow us to maintain the same levels that we've had before. High school language arts teacher, a high school counselor, another elementary LRC director, the idea being that we would have one LRC director at the elementary level that then would have oversight over all four elementaries. And so that one person then would dictate the resources in each of the LRCs. High school assistant instrumental music. The rationale for that is that currently, right now, at the middle school level, there are two people that do all of the elementary and middle school lessons right now at the middle school level. The high school has two directors just at the high school. And so that was the rationale for there. And a high school art position. Again, the same thing. We're not going to be able to have the same level of programming, but at least we'll be able to have programming at the high school level. The last two is a middle school secretary and a high school athletic director. And those go together. At your table, or at your seat, Mr. Kutch has given you a couple different copies. One is a job description of an athletic director at the high school. When I had gone to Mr. Kutch, I said I needed an administrative position. And at that time, he looked at the program and came back with the idea, since Mr. Luters is retiring, that he and his administrative team would take on the responsibility of being the athletic director at Clinton High School. It is it's a lot of work. But in that regard, then, he would maintain his two associate principals. And he felt that this would be a better fit for him and his administrative team. The reason that that goes along with the middle school secretary position is when the middle school opened, the rationale was that the middle school secretary was going to be doing a lot of the athletic director programming at the middle school level, with Mr. Luters overseeing all of activities and athletics, or all of athletics, from grades 7 through 12. If we move to this particular reduction, then we would reduce that middle school secretary and we would add back a stipend for a middle school athletic director. So they would have their own athletic director then. And that would be a stipend, so that would be a person that would do that. The other thing that would be added back with that is currently the athletic director secretary is a secondary secretary on a 9-month contract. We would move her to an year-long contract, 12-month contract, because there is a lot of issues that can be handled by a secretarial position at the high school in that realm with a lot of the paperwork that goes on. There's also been $5,000 added back for an event coordinator. An event coordinator would be someone that would handle large events at the high school that deal with activities and basically, more importantly, athletics, such as home football games, setting up for that, setting up for big invitational tournaments, being an extra hand that can do those things when the administrative team might not have the ability to do that. And with that, that is the proposal at this point in time. As I said before, it's not good. You know, I'm not gonna lie to you with that and say this is what I wish that we could come from. You know, I started off by saying we've made over $1.5 million in cuts in the last 2 years. There's just nothing more to cut, folks. And if you have ideas, please bring them to me. On the back, I have another $500,000. And to be honest, if we do that, it's going to be more than painful. All right? It's going to have huge ripple effects on all of us. And so I guess, you know, to the board, I'm hoping that the state is going to come through with more than 1.25%. That's why that becomes important, folks, to talk to your legislators about that, because we can't operate with 1.25% in this district. There has to be more for that. If you have ideas, you know, the idea is that if these don't come forward, then something's got to replace them, because we need to make 1.2 in reductions, 1.2 million. That's a lot of money. We will do our level best to try to help as many people as possible. One thing that we have is we have, I don't believe that the elementary folks, for the most part, will have issues with job placement simply because of getting the teacher leadership compensation grant, which will add 6 elementary positions into our district. So with that, because with the LRC positions, those LRC directors that won't be LRC directors any longer, they would go back to the classroom. And so they would have, their seniority falls in that elementary teacher realm. And so they would go back to that. So that's where we're at initially. Like I said, we will have a month. And the next month is for all of you, if you so desire, to give input to the board on these reductions. This was blood, sweat, and tears, and none of it's been taken lightly, or none of it is, you know, it's not what we wish that could happen, but it's something that has to be done in order for us to be fiscally solvent.